The term food desert is not a new term to proponents of bringing healthier food choices to the lower income neighborhoods in the city of Buffalo. A lack of healthy options in the city's east side helps foster poor eating habits and high rates of certain chronic diseases, and the coronavirus pandemic is compounding an already difficult situation. But are these food deserts inevitable in lower income neighborhoods? Advocates working to supply residents with healthier alternatives say there are forces keeping these options out of the neighborhoods.
If we think of a desert, we identify deserts based on its inability to propagate foliage. So if we think of healthy food as foliage, and when we say food desert, that sort of indicates that a neighborhood is unable to provide healthy food, and that's inaccurate.
That's Bianca Davis, a research assistant at the University at Buffalo's Food Systems Planning and Healthy Communities Lab. Looking at food deserts through a different lens, Davis says, creates a more apt term for the problem, food apartheid.
There's a structural component that influences what a food environment has.
Components include government and tax policies, which put grocery stores in one neighborhood and not another. In some instances in the city, it's common to see two grocery stores only blocks away from each other. The Buffalo Food Equity Network is a movement led by communities of color, providing economic benefit through what they say is the new food economy. Network member Gail Wells says they are trying to combat the systemic issues which lead to health disparities in the neighborhoods they serve.
Get people to pay more attention to their health and understand the value of fresh fruits and vegetables, particularly when you're faced with a virus or some kind of health crisis.
Just over a year into their operations, Wells says the network is slowly making inroads into Eastside neighborhoods.
Each area has its own unique populations with their unique food choices, and that makes it a challenge. But we're up to the challenge.
Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.